Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show.
I'm ready to wax.
Ow!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Ow!
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Ow!
And I pity
Ow!
Any girl who's in me today.
Ow! Oh, that one hurt.
You should have played around with the bag first.
And now,
a tornado of poop.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I never made a contingency plan for stolen chicken.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
There's a whole Pornhub channel for this.
Oh.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
It's a national disgrace.
This.
It was crippling diarrhea.
Is.
Just dirty.
The Hillman Morning Show.
It was the greatest sexual awakening of my life.
Oh, God.
With your host.
I mean, are you prepared to face the verbal wrath?
The virtually hairless.
Wow, I like that idea. Sign me up.
Greg Hill.
I will place my mouth and my head into the opening.
Oh, that's strange.
The newly hairy Lyndon Byers on sports.
Let's Google your fights on YouTube.
You see him running around in his underwear.
I'm a personality on a radio show.
There's something.
Captain Light Switch, no eggplant. Yeah.
The strategically hairy Danielle Murr with news.
I've had enough bad sex.
She is very feisty and she will come at you.
Just stuff it.
I'm not.
Stuff it.
And Mike Hsu, who's hairy in all the wrong places.
You're fully extended now.
I think legalizing marijuana is a wonderful thing.
I'm like, I'm just putting it in my mouth.
Don't be a pot smoker.
There'll be a lot of balls flying through the air.
It's.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
The Hillman Morning Show.
No other smell like it.
I had to whack it on something good.
Yeah, we're not dealing with mental giants here.
Get it out. Get it in.
I hope that there's a caressing lube involved.
BYOB means bring your own butter.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you'll have to go.
Wowie zowie, come back over here.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
It is going to be another beautiful summer day today.
Yesterday was tremendous.
You loved it?
Oh, the lack of humidity just made my life so much better.
Well, today is going to be the perfect day to go to the beach and to stay out of the water because of the sharks.
Yeah.
Get out of the water!
Yes.
Take your time. Jesus Christ, they're taking their time.
Jesus. Jesus, guy.
Well, whatever you like to do on a beautiful summer day, whether it's golf or set up the kiddie pool outside or whatever it is, it's going to be beautiful today. The sun is going to be out. It's going to be less humid, and the temperature is going to get to 88 for a high today. Right now, it is 63 degrees here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. Is the Home Run Derby still going on?
I think so.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check on that. You know what? I never thought I'd say this.
Yeah.
But I actually missed Chris Berman last night when it comes to the home run.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he would have been unable to keep up with the backs last night because there were so many dingers. But Major League Baseball, that should be what No disrespect to Mr. Baseball, who sits right next to me over here, Mark Shue, but that's what every baseball game should be like. Right. I would stay for the entire game if it was just the home run derby.
People love the home runs.
You know, but
that was amazing last night.
So, did Vlad end up taking the
it came down to the wire, and it was Pete Alonso from the Mets.
Alonso ended up winning that thing.
Even though Vlad had, didn't he have like 90 something?
91.
For the whole derby.
Yeah, yeah.
But still lost it in the end.
And they ended up losing. Yeah.
Vlad Jr.'s a monster.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well,
when you say Vlad Jr.'s a monster, my head goes elsewhere.
His dad was a monster.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, if you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show anytime over the next 4 hours, this is the number, 617-764-9223. And if you don't know the rotary phone scenario because you're not in your 50s or 60s, it's 617-764-WAAF. That's the easy way to do that. Or you can text on the text line, which is 97107, and you can text any comment anytime this morning. Like this texter who says, Greg, speaking of the weather, have you waxed anything else since you're back? That's a little, I don't know if you want that information,
No, we don't.
I have not kept up with the back, although it hasn't grown in at a rapid rate yet. So
I think
I'm going to be A-okay. But I mentioned this yesterday. I got a lot of comments when I was on the Ocean Park Beach or when I was down at Nauset Beach over the weekend. I got a lot of comments from Pure Smokes talking about how great my smooth back looks. So
nice.
I think I may go back in for a touch-up, which in my case will probably take a good 4 to 5 hours because I'm a hairy person.
It. The last time
Do you think it's less painful the more? Well, you know, because you're a woman.
Yeah.
Is it less painful the more times you have it waxed?
Yeah.
So it gets easier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
The whole growing back thicker thing is a myth for most people.
Yeah. Ow! Oh, that one hurt. Well, let me just say this. What time is it? It's 6:06. Let me just say this. If the Red Sox do not win the World Series, all right, no, never mind.
You won't get it waxed because you'll be pretty safe.
No,
I think, this
I'm
year.
Not. I'm sorry, right. I'm not.
Oh, shoes
I'm not.
Off the wagon.
I'm off the wagon.
I am not. I'm not saying that. All right, let me tell you what's on the show this morning because I don't do enough of the radio teases on this program on a daily basis. So we are continuing to give away a pair of excellent concert tickets every single hour as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And those tickets this morning, not only are they concert tickets, they're great tickets to great events, but those tickets include tickets to go see Heart, tickets to go see WWE SmackDown Live, tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains, and I will give away a pair of tickets every single hour, and all you have to do is to be ready for the WAAF tour bus to make its way out of the garage where it is housed and onto the radio and be the seventh caller. So we'll make it very, very simple for you to win those tickets. At 7:30 on today's show, a listener has requested the advice of Nancy Know-It-All, and so our very own in-studio, know-everything, obnoxious, know-it-all person will assist that listener coming up at 7:30. And at 8 on today's show, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463 or anytime up until 8. That is 617-779-5463. And then we will all listen to your Hillmail voicemail messages together at about 8 this morning. This is Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. There's no way the Plumbers Museum is the worst. Plumbers are the greatest people on the planet.
100%.
Think about it. I'm not a one percenter, and I know I didn't have a sitcom written for me by Michael J. Fox, but when your heat and hot water goes out, you guys need to call me.
I was certain that you were going to say it's not the worst tourist attraction in the state. It's number two, however.
Listen. That's prime dad.
No, that's a rim shot right
don't
there.
Don't take it personally. There's no...
That hurt.
There's no disrespect meant to plumbers. No, and just, everybody needs a plumber.
Yeah.
And it's just these people have determined that the most boring tourist attraction in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is not Plymouth Rock. It's not Sturbridge Village.
Oh, it's close.
It's not the Whaling Museum on Nantucket or the, I believe on Nantucket, they have an actual basket museum. You know those basket purses that some ladies carry?
Yeah.
I believe they have an actual basket museum over there with basket purses. Now, I would think that would be more boring than the plumbing museum, but plumbers...
Not for me.
Plumbers should not take, they should not take that personally. Don't take it personally. All right, coming up in just a few moments, apparently, if you are going to have ice cream this summer, you better make sure that it hasn't been licked previously.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic. Also, thanks to a video that has gone viral, we know that Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth for one family. And a Chinese crane operator has learned why you never do number one into the wind. And we will get to that legal court case and the rest of today's news coming up next on the Hillman Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
These back-to-back work days are getting to me. What is this? Two in a row.
Oh, my God.
I may have to schedule a vacation for next week. listen, speaking of vacation, if you're on vacation, it is going to be another beautiful summer day today. Sunny and less humid. The temperature is going to get to 88. We are in the low 60s right now. And this morning's weather is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, where membership is open to every single one of you that either lives or works or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Just visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. On the way today, every single hour, a pair of great tickets to give to you as the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 continues. And this morning, I have tickets to give away for Korn and Alice in Chains at the Xfinity Center. I have tickets to give away for WWE SmackDown Live on July 16th. I'm assuming that my good friend Mojo Rawley will be participating in that. I don't know if you caught the video from the golf tournament, but he and I were doing What do you call them? Burpees. I mean, we were working out by the. We were working
You're
out
chest
by
chest presses, guys.
We were doing chest presses out by the pool at the MGM casino. I don't know if you saw that on my Instagram or not.
I enjoyed watching you. Kind of, you kept you had the dumbbells next to you on either side, and you kind of like kept moving your feet like you were shoring up, getting ready to press. But it was a long time before you pressed.
Well, that's how we bodybuilders do it. I mean, we go. It was 90 something degrees and. We go hard. It's the burpees, you know, or the... When I do a burpee, basically people smell chicken Alfredo. But anyway, I got WWE SmackDown tickets. I'm going to give those away. I got tickets to see Hart. So we're giving away a pair of tickets every hour, all day. And it's really easy to win. Just be have your ear... ready for the WAAF tour bus, which you'll hear, and then you have to be the seventh caller, and you'll be a winner. Number to call, by the way, is 617-764-9223, or you can text with your comment this morning on the text line, which is 97107. And a reminder that we're going to play your Hill Mill voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463.
So earlier you mentioned that the weather is going to be beautiful today and the rest of this week. And ice cream is a normal thing that people like to enjoy around this time of year.
Yeah.
Cautionary tale, though, if you're going to your local grocery store, you might want to opt for the ice cream that has the protective plastic peel label on the top underneath the cover and not the kind that you just pull open and it's available.
Yeah.
Ice cream licking is now evidently a trend this summer.
Oh, God.
I cannot believe this happened again. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think around 7 o'clock or so, and discussed the video of the woman that had gone viral. Who went into the store and opened up the container of ice cream and licked it and then put it back.
Mm-hmm.
And now it happened again. This time it's a dude.
Yep.
And the guy has been arrested, I believe.
We
got him off of the streets and away from the ice cream. But
36-year-old guy named Lennis Martin from Louisiana. He was arrested after a video was posted showing him doing the same thing that girl in Texas did. He takes ice cream out of the freezer at a grocery store, takes off the lid, licks it, and puts it back. Now, I know. Cops tracked the guy down, and he told the police that he wound up buying the ice cream, and evidently it looks like he did, according to news reports, but he was still arrested for unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety. I love that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a finally.
I love that.
Good.
Finally.
And criminal mischief.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's fabulous.
You can't do anything that you want in the name of creating content for your social media feed. It's not... You're not allowed to go into a store and lick or eat the food unless you're going to like Trader Joe's or one of those places where they have the old people cooking the food samples. Great job for ULB, by the way, working in BJ's or something
you
like that,
it.
cooking up the food samples for everybody. I always think about great retirement jobs, and I think number one is being the marshal at the golf course, because you get to play for free over there, and then all you have to do is drive around in the cart and tell everybody to speed up the pace of play.
Yeah, and be a dick. Everybody hates you.
Right.
All day, every day.
But the other one is to be doing those food sample things at some of the big discount food places, because you probably get to eat, you know, it's probably a one for you, one for me policy.
Well, in obvious case, one for you, nine for me. I'm done already. It's only been 10 minutes. Well, everything's gone.
So they make paper plates, and you hide it behind the freezer.
I blame Ariana Grande for this. Didn't she start this
when she
licked the donut years ago?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we have to tell people this, but it is summer, and if you're going to be, if you want to eat ice cream, you need to pay for it. And take it out of the place. I guess if you bring your own plastic spoon or something to the store,
would that make a difference?
If you're going to pay for it, it's okay. But
I'm just going to sample. Is that okay?
I decided I don't want this.
I mean, you're not supposed to be licking the ice cream that might be consumed by other people at any point.
I might swear off it for a while. Just go with the soft serve. At least you can see it coming out of the machine.
This 508 texter says that the man should not have been arrested because he bought the ice cream, so he did nothing wrong.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't charged with that. He was charged with a different crime, which I explained, posting of criminal activity for notoriety. Can we get that law in Massachusetts?
Do you like that?
I love it. Because I think that the pace of stupidity is changing so quickly in the face of social media and all these different communication platforms that we have. And a lot of times you can't do anything about some of this stuff because there's no... there's no applicable law. Mm. So I'm glad that lawmakers are finally kind of getting some newer, more updated regulations on the books.
Yeah.
Because you can't, this is, you know, it starts with one dumb thing like ice cream licking, but then it goes into like stupid stuff like the hot water challenge, and then people wind up getting hurt.
Yeah.
Or some innocent person winds up with like, I don't know, gross mouth disease because you're nasty.
Yeah.
What's the new challenge that Stiz Grimey tried to do in the studio the other day and he wasn't able to pull it off? Did you see that on his Instagram?
Yes, it's the bottle cap challenge.
Yeah,
no,
the bottle cap challenge.
Yeah.
He failed miserably.
Oh, right.
He looked like me trying to go over a puppy gate or trying to navigate the violent waters of Lake Winnipesaukee on a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
He did not do well with that challenge.
Best one is Andrew Zimmern, you know, the guy who eats all the weird food.
Yeah.
His favorite.
He tried to do it, and I guess he fell. You see it. He slips off one foot and goes down, and you could tell he hits his head on the floor. And all his crew goes running in there to try to see if he's okay. It's tough.
Obscure reference, shoe on ice cream sampling. Stranger Things Season 3.
Come on. We're not going to talk about it tomorrow.
You're flirting a little too hard.
That character is amazing. We need more of her.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean of them.
By the way, Stranger Things Season 3 has set a Netflix record, and over 40 million people have watched it since it premiered on July 4th.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's amazing.
I mean, that was last Thursday was the 4th.
Yep.
Think about the fact that 40 million people have binged their way through it already.
Yeah.
And that set a brand new Netflix record.
That's good.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. I agree more of that person. Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg, you stole my obscure reference with Lucas's sister.
Yeah. Guy.
Come on,
Guy, we're not talking about it for a little while. Guy.
I know.
All right.
That was a good one.
By the way, don't you think it's the best one yet, though?
I was just about to say, by far the best season they've had.
Yeah. No, it is. I don't know how they do it. But it is by far the best.
Did you see? Speaking of Stranger Things, did you see that the actress Evan Rachel Wood felt the need to call out and say that people should never date a guy like Hopper because of his toxic behavior?
Yeah,
because of his extreme jealousy and violent rages.
These people are so paranoid. The Hollywood people are so paranoid. Mm. It's a character on a television show that was written in a certain way.
Right. This is coming from the woman who dated Marilyn Manson.
He's a fine man.
That's all.
That's a costume.
It's a performance shoot.
Right. Right. He does it all for the ratings.
Isn't his name Brian? That just takes it down a level, right?
That's hashtag for the ratings. Here's somebody who says, how dangerous is it to be filming the moon while driving? That's a reference to me. I was not filming the moon while driving. I was in the passenger seat. I went to a delicious dinner with my good pal, Joe Belinsky.
Oh, yes.
And last night we went to Gibbet Hill.
Gibbet. I'm gonna make you call them on the air to get the voicemail so we can settle this once and for all.
Great steakhouse in beautiful Groton.
Yes.
And Joe has a convertible, like a Corvette. And so I was doing some filming from the past. I wasn't driving, though. I mean, you know.
Are you sure you weren't just extending your arm over to give the appearance of the...
No,
I like when people try to do that when they're obviously trying to get the inspection sticker so they can be like, la, 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 look, I'm not driving. And I'm like, no, you just posted yourself getting out of the car alone in the drive. Come on.
This is Paul. Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's up? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Love you guys. You know, I love AAF, but when you guys are gone for more than a couple of days, it seems like everything falls apart around me. I don't know.
Are you saying that this show is the glue that holds the entire station together? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. Right. I need my Hillman morning show every day.
Well, my sincere thanks for that. Yes.
No problem. Yeah, I'm calling to touch back on that ice cream licking thing. There's actually another video going around on Facebook of a lady who opens up a mouthwash bottle, uses it, then spits it back into the bottle, puts the cap back on, and puts it right back on the shelf.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my
goodness. No, I saw it the other day. So I don't know what's up with this generation, man, but... it's crazy.
If you're going to expose me to your gross germs and diseases, at least buy me dinner first. Jesus.
Don't these
people know how this works?
Right. Well, I don't understand is, are they not smart enough to, like, they put it on there, they video it, right?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. It's because they want to go viral.
How do you convince yourself you're not getting caught?
Oh, they don't
stupidity at its finest.
Well, yeah, until this point, there's been no official charge for that. So they're not worried about getting caught because the idea is to look as stupid as possible.
Right. Yeah, to get likes.
In order to get likes. But Danielle is right. In order to stop this nonsense, there should be a charge like this guy is facing, which is called, what's it called again?
It's a posting of criminal activity for the purposes of notoriety.
I love it.
I love it. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Yes. Now,
now that's something Elizabeth Warren should get on, right?
Speaking of food, here's a text that says, Danielle's dinner last night looked amazing. Mm. Who is the mysterious man?
Oh, his name is Nanya.
Oh.
Nanya Business.
Wait a minute. I missed this. Were you out for a date last night?
No, I was home cooking for my friend with benefits.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the benefits.
That's nice that you feed him.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold the phone. That's called friend with double benefits.
I know.
You cook for the guy and then you smash?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Or is it before dinner because you're too full afterwards?
No, usually it would be before, but last night it was the let's cook at the island and drink a little nickel and a little Del Dotto.
Oh, my goodness.
On the menu last night, in case you missed my IG story, it was I did a little cherrywood smoked chicken. With a cherry gastrique and let's see what else, a coconut rice and Mexican street corn, which I know you love, Greg.
I do love Mexican street corn. I just saw Stanley Stizgrimy running out of the other room crying like a little baby.
Is that foreplay for you?
Yeah, it is.
For you.
I'm like, how hard is it? Can I just get you to my house so I can cook you dinner and we can have sex? I'm not asking for a lot, people.
Well, the best is he had to stand there for an hour and a half and then eat a meal, you know, yessing you to death and, you know, basically,
could we just get to the wrap? He contributes with his little stupid stories, which I enjoy very much. And there have been plenty of get straight to the rapper scenarios in the past.
Yeah. I'm just happy you're happy.
Like, hey, it's Monday night. Let's have some dinner.
Knowing how you are, you must have central air because it's during the summertime. You're not. There's no way you're.
That was one of the
pumping
worst.
Pumping uglies or whatever.
No.
How would Johnny St. Dark would describe that as pumping uglies? Where's the craziest place you ever bumped uglies? Faction right now. let's see.
All right. Oh, we're on a toner.
Here's a 617 text that says, Danielle, this is the reason why I buy mouthwash on Amazon. I guess because people could have used it in a retail outlet or something like that.
But then you have to read the reviews on any kind of health and beauty products, anything edible or that you're putting on your body. You got to read the reviews because Amazon, unfortunately, is rife with fakes and copycats.
Right.
And you might be getting some like off market, like backstreet, like Chinese brand mouthwash that's like full of formaldehyde and you don't know it.
I always think it's kind of weird and iggy when you guys go to the like Sephora and then you use that demo lipstick thing.
No, thanks. Like, I don't want your lip herpes.
Right.
I'm good.
How do women do that?
I don't know, but that's
so weird.
A lot of them, I don't even know if it's better, but a lot of them put it on their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Yeah, just watch it.
Yeah. But still, you're right.
So they don't, most of you don't actually put it on your lips?
I don't. Most of the people that I know won't. Like, if it's clearly a brand new tester and there's been, usually they have little individual makeup applicators for mascara and lipstick and whatnot at Sephora. So if you twist up the lipstick tube, if you twist up the bullet, as they call it, if it's clearly newish, then I'll have the lovely Sephora employee kind of swipe the side with one of the applicators. But if that thing's been hanging around for a while, if I've seen it the last three times I was in the store, hard pass.
Speaking of that, I just got a text from friend with benefits.
Yeah.
And he says, Danielle, thanks for the lipstick, which is all over my cargo shorts this morning.
Oh.
No. And now friend with benefits is going to be...
I wasn't wearing any lipstick last night.
FWB is going to be texting the show all day now. FWB. I mean, this is...
FWB is a long-time listener of the show. A daily long-time listener.
Well, this is... You are revealing so much.
It's Scott from Weymouth.
It is. Yes. I had ridiculous, crazy swinging from the chandelier monkey sex last night. It was wonderful.
When you and Scott from Weymouth are having sex, does he say, 20 seconds?
30 seconds, Danielle. Don't cut me off.
30 seconds. Just hold on a second. Just don't hang up on me.
Don't cut me off.
The Rolling Stones, Danielle?
By the way, that chicken was delicious.
I'm drier than that chicken after I left it on the grill for an extra 3 hours.
Family program here. Slow down. Holy.
Listen,
smoking.
You want to hear about this part of my life, guy.
The people are interested.
Yeah, it's not even a cider day. Look at that.
I know. Let's see. Here's a text that says, how many people actually use products when the safety seal is broken anyway?
Don't pay attention.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, mom goes out and buys something, you know, gets stuff off, you know, checks it off the list, brings it home, puts it away, and then somebody else uses it not realizing that there's no safety seal.
Here's a 781 text that says, my wife always insists on taking any product from the back of the row.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought she was nuts.
Yeah.
But now, because of the ice cream or mouthwash videos, I think she's smart.
Yeah, you never take the first 1, 2, 3 in the little section there. You never take the front ones.
I never even think about that.
You're too hungry.
You're too eager to check out and get into it. I never even worry about that.
Meanwhile, LB's the guy that, like, polishes the apple on his shirt, eats half of it, and then on the way out of the supermarket.
Oh, Here's a
no one even knows you had it.
Exactly.
Here's a very interesting topic for discussion.
Yes.
From a 978 texter.
Mm-hmm.
Call me old fashioned, but cooking for friends with benefits is considered to be dating.
Nah. We wouldn't be compatible in a dating sense.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we know that we don't have the same, you know, goals and life stuff and whatever. He does his stuff. I do mine. We have a very nice little arrangement. We're both on the same page about it. That is what makes a successful FWB relationship.
Full on FWB.
Yep.
No. And nothing other than the F.
And the D.
And the dinner.
And the D.
Now, did you see that there was a big news story yesterday, speaking of compatibility, in which these researchers at a university discovered that those of you who are trying to meet your significant other should just go for a nice person and not worry about compatibility. They're basically saying that all the dating apps that try to set people up based on being compatible are wasting time, because it's really about just, if you find a nice person, then you will have a successful relationship. So,
mom was right.
Decent looking guy.
Find a nice boy.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Again, LB, we missed out on the grant money on that
one.
Find someone who's nice to you. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I really like this jerk who, like, you know, spends all my money and empties my liquor cabinet.
That's what we're usually attracted to.
A texter wants to know if FWB is Bish.
Oh, yeah, me and Mark. We're getting it done.
Bish
is a solid dude. I love Mark.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Here's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, kid.
What's
up, Brian?
Hey, sure. New Steel Panther came out yesterday, and it is deliciously sticky.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm still a reference on herpes. Danielle, when Michael Scott got the cold sore, and Dwight convinced him to call all his ex-girlfriends to tell him that he had herpes.
There's always an Office obscure reference.
Always.
There's always a Simpsons obscure reference. There's always a Seinfeld obscure reference.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's always an Office obscure reference. All right. Well, it is 6:41. Let me tease the rest of the week. No Larry the Lawyer tomorrow because he's traveling to Mongolia.
Seriously?
That's crazy cool.
But Larry the Lawyer will be on the following week. And then Thursday we'll have a double Stow 5-0 because we missed last week. So share with you some of the terrifying crimes that have occurred in my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts over the last couple of weeks. And at 7:50 on Thursday, we're going to go inside the warped female brain. So that is all coming up this week on the Hillman Morning Show. It is 6:50, and the WAAF Summer Tour Bus is rolling out again. We are giving away the very best tickets for the very best shows all summer, and that includes WWE SmackDown Live, which is happening on July 16th. LB, move your foot. You're going to get run over. You're going to get...
And move
your gut out of the way also, so we can park the bus somewhere. So if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, then you're going to get a pair of tickets for WWE SmackDown Live on July 16th at the DCU Center. And these tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, you can check out solarwolfenergy.com. And next hour, I think I can go ahead and tease this. I am going to give away another pair of tickets to go see Heart on July 17th.
All right,
so that's coming up. Right now, though, the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by...
KM. Don't torture your taste buds with tofu dogs. Give them what they're craving. KM Natural Casing Franks. KM, crafting the finest meats for four generations. So Kevin Spacey, his accuser, and his parents were in court yesterday.
Well, Kevin Spacey wasn't in court yesterday.
No, I said Kevin Spacey's accuser. Not like Kevin Spacey.
Well, no, don't get all upset.
I'm just clarifying.
You were in such a good mood after whatever happened last night with FWB.
I still am.
So Kevin Spacey not there, but the accuser,
and his parents.
And the parents in court yesterday on Nantucket.
Yes, yeah. And they did testify yesterday. His accuser acknowledged he did not report the alleged assault to police for 15 months rather than the 3 months the prosecutors have been claiming since filing charges against Spacey back in January. Now, the lead investigator testified yesterday under questioning from the defense attorney that the one-year difference was the result of a quote-unquote typo. The accuser did take the stand and plead the fifth, and his mother, former Channel 5 news anchor Heather Unruh, also was on the stand, and she was questioned about the videos and the content that she had allegedly deleted from her son's phone, and she got upset because she said that prosecutors were trying, or the defense attorneys were trying to make it seem like her actions were more nefarious than she meant.
I was a mother who was looking through her son's phone for the first time, and I saw a few things that concerned me. No one wants that phone found more than we do.
You turned it over because it was central to the case after you were able to manipulate certain things on the phone, correct? Yes or no?
I deleted a couple
of
videos.
No?
Well, you're making it sound sinister, and there was no intent on my part.
The fact that the victim has pled the fifth, according to a lot of legal experts, is very unusual. Normally, a victim or a witness does not have to plead the fifth. Mm-hmm. So this case against Kevin Spacey may be falling apart.
Sounds like it.
Now,
just her statement, sent it down the river.
I will say that, if you look at this from a parent's point of view, it's not shocking that she deleted stuff that she didn't want the police to see or whatever. But in this particular case, the father got very angry. I don't know if you caught that or not, but the father of the victim was almost found found guilty of contempt of court. They were saying that if he didn't answer the questions, that he would be in contempt of court. Here's the audio.
He showed me the text that said, "Help me."
Okay.
Does that help you?
because I think there's a clear text there that...
Sure. I appreciate that.
Going way too far.
Listen, I'll decide that. You answer the question, sir.
Go ahead. What's your question?
It was three... I'm sorry, what was that?
What's your question?
Mr. Little, I'll ask the questions. You answer the questions. So we're clear about our roles, okay?
I understand. I think you've had way too many questions that have gone way too far.
Sir, listen to me. You keep this up, I'm going to hold you in contempt. This is a criminal proceeding, and you will cooperate, or as I say, you'll be held in contempt.
I understand.
I appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, here's a text that says, 774 text that says, I watched this live, and when Heather Unruh was walking down the aisle to get on the stand, and she saw she was going to be on TV, she started smiling and getting all happy. I mean,
but then people are going to say she's bitchy if she doesn't. Yeah, like, you can't win in those. It's like the Lori Loughlin thing, like signing autographs outside court. Like, they're going to position it a certain way either way.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that all this went on, and I had no idea yesterday because I didn't get 17,000 alerts every time Heather Unruh breathed from every news station.
Mm. Well, so what's your problem
like,
with that?
Breaking! Heather Unruh moved her left hand. I'm like, guys, we get it. Give me like an indication that somebody's going on the stand and then a summary later on and tell me to watch a 4 p.m. newscast, which I'm not going to do.
Well, that is what the news stations are supposed to do. I mean, what else are they going to cover? There hasn't been an actual shark attack on the Cape yet. There's only been some sharks.
That's
a jinx.
That is 100%
Listen, jinx. when I was down at the beach there on Saturday, they Nauset Beach or what have you, they issued a shark warning, and you have never seen a grown man run so far away from the water as possible. You know what's amazing down there? The seals swim like literally like 5 feet or 10 feet off of the beach.
Oh, it's because people are eating a sub sandwich and some of the meat falls in the water.
Let me tell you, you go out early in the morning, there is some beaches, there's hundreds of seals laying on the beach. There's another 100 in the water. Yeah. And you wonder why the sharks are up there because there's a buffet off the coast of Cape Cod.
Well, seals love to sunbathe too.
Yeah, exactly. They like to get warm. Yeah.
So the question, I guess, would be if Kevin Spacey actually did something, or if this was some kind of an attempt to try to, you know, to exaggerate what actually happened, or to try to go for a bag of cash. But I don't know that they'll ever be able to prove anything like that. So,
I think this is totally an after-the-fact thing, that the son went to the mother and said this happened, and then she's looking at his text and realize, okay, maybe he had some communication that was opposite of that accusation.
Well, I mean, is it possible that that they got caught up in the frenzy over the Me Too thing and then decided that what had happened needed to be reported?
I'm telling you, just her admitting that she deleted
text. Are you hiccuping over there? Oh, my Lord. I'm worried based on what happened last night. Why you have the hiccups?
I didn't get much sleep.
Was it something you ate?
Greg. No, the chicken was fine. Might have been the street corn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It sounds to me like this case is gonna have to go away.
They're done.
If you listen,
she admitted to deleting text before giving in. That's evidence in a criminal case.
Well,
right?
I think she admitted to deleting videos.
Yeah, but they're contending that none of the stuff that she deleted was pertinent to the case.
Yeah. Okay.
Which
yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, why would you delete?
And now they can't find the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
suspect.
Done. They're done.
Yeah.
They're 2-4.
Yeah. All right. It is 6:58. What else is going on this morning?
There's a video that has gone viral, and it's not of a girl licking an ice cream container at a store. It's of a family having an altercation at Disneyland, I should say, in California. It happened in the Toontown section of Disneyland on Saturday.
Wait a minute. You mean the happiest place on earth?
Correct.
Wasn't so happy for one family?
Mm-hmm.
So they were fighting it out. Yep. Have you seen the video?
These people are savages.
Yeah, it gets pretty violent.
So a guy hits a woman, squares off with another guy, and then two guys sucker punch women at two different times. Now, they were all asked to leave the park, and authorities are investigating, and apparently they were all part of the same family.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very stressful. If you've never been to Disney with kids, it's very stressful. It's one of the things that I think about And thank goodness for the fact that my kids are old college and college students or college graduates, because I don't have to take them to Disney anymore. It's very stressful, especially if you're frugal.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.